We're looking for one of the world's busiest shipping corridors in today's GeoQuiz. Sure, the U.S. Postal Service is busy this time of year with all those holiday cards to deliver, but that's nothing compared to the cargo that ships move around in the world. Shanghai, Singapore, Rotterdam are among the world's busiest shipping ports. They each handle hundreds of millions of tons of cargo every year. As for busy canals, there's the Kiel Canal that offers a shortcut from the North Sea to the Baltic Sea. The Suez Canal, of course, that connects the Mediterranean to the Red Sea. But the canal that we're looking for today is in the Western Hemisphere. Roughly 14,000 ships pass through it every year. That's about 36 ships a day, or about 5% of all world trade. Now, yesterday, that ship traffic came to a standstill. There was a complete shutdown for 17 hours. We're going to tell you why and name this transportation corridor just a few seconds from now. Do you know the answer? Just blurt it out, because we're going to this major shipping corridor we asked you to name right now. The answer is the Panama Canal that connects the Atlantic and the Pacific Oceans. It was closed yesterday for about 17 hours total. That's the first time it's been shut down since the 1989 U.S.-Panama invasion. Problem yesterday, though, was heavy rain, extremely heavy rain. Robert Stollard is a research hydrologist at the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute. He's in Panama right now. How intense could this rain possibly have been yesterday?
Okay, well, the rain modulated intensity. It was very, very dark and cloudy. It would go from showery to very intense, back to showery, very intense, constantly dark. And it was impossible to really go out comfortably during the entire period of time. We ended up with about 8 or more inches of rain at my house.
And how unusual is that kind of intensity of rain? I mean, the Panama Canal is operating pretty much 24-7, as we understand it. Has this not happened before?
Oh, it has happened before, but what is going on is that there's been a series of similarly large rainstorms, and basically the soil has become very wet. The other important thing is the end of the wet season, which ends roughly December or January, in Panama is the time of the biggest rains. And so where I live where the Chagres River joins the canal, and the water level in the Chagres River rose so much that it lifted entire vegetation banks off the river, and huge islands of floating grass and even trees came rushing down the river at quite a high speed. They collided with a bridge in Gamboa, were swept under the bridge, and then went tearing on down the canal. And I think it's probably mostly the floating vegetation that was the reason for shutting down the canal and not necessarily flooding. But it was an enormous quantity of things floating down and into the canal.
Did you see that?
I sure did. The water was moving probably about 10 feet per second in the middle of the channel, which is quite fast. The islands were, some of them were 200 feet long, and they would sweep by and sweep under the bridge and go into the canal, you know, every few seconds. Floating islands and ship propellers and things like that don't mix very well.
Tell us if there was any damage in this particular area around the reservoirs and dams.
Well, the other thing that I did yesterday is I visited the dam which holds Lake Alajuela. Lake Alajuela is the feeder lake for the Panama Canal. And when I went there and visited, it was the ground was shaking, the air was thundering, an incredible waterfall of very brown water was cascading over the dam. Mists were rising, and this was feeding into the Chagres River, which is the river with all the floating trees. This is definitely the biggest flood that probably has gone over it.
Is there any understanding right now of why this is happening?
Well, there's a long history for the northern coast of South America and into Central America of having very big storms at the end of the wet season. I would say it's not a surprise from my perspective, but locally, people are often caught by surprise due to the lack of planning.
Yeah, not a surprise, but certainly a major disruption and as you describe it, a major spectacle.
Quite marvelous to watch. And I think the canal will learn from it and plan accordingly.
Robert Stollard, who's a scientist at the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute, not too far from the Panama Canal. The Panama Canal being the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Thank you, Robert.
Great talking to you.